$1,000 grand prize. Remember to return your registration and ballot today. Range looks forward to seeing their members during the 71st annual meeting of the members of Range Telephone Cooperative Incorporated on Tuesday, May 7th at the Best Western in Sheridan.
It's summertime, time to roll. Better make sure your car is road trip ready. Midas Tire and Auto has money-saving deals just waiting for you. And listen to this. Midas has a state-of-the-art inspection process called a closer look. You'll get pictures and updates along the way, allowing you to track the progress of your vehicle. Ask questions and get answers straight from the technician. If you need repairs, get no interest for 6 months with purchase of $200 or more with your Midas credit card. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Good health. Everybody wants it. Not everybody's got it, but the Health Nut has it. An entire health food grocery store and gift shop. Organic salad bar, soup, sandwich, and smoothies counter to sit and have the most healthy lunch in town. An aisle after aisle of health-giving supplements. You want it. The Health Nut's got it. And everything else you need for a healthy life. The Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
Sheridan College is proud to provide you with an incredible opportunity to see Wyoming Baroque on their tour through the region. This group of professional musicians from across the nation have put together a special concert with historically informed songs as well as traditional Baroque instruments. This one-of-a-kind show will begin at 7 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th in the Whitney Center for the Arts. Get your tickets now. Visit sheridan.edu/arts or call the WCA box office at 675-0360.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. This morning, I'm talking history here with the executive director of the Sheridan County YMCA, Liz Cassidy. Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Well, I think it's trying to get that decision. I think we're having a bit of a microphone problem. Go ahead and give me another shot. There you are. I can hear you now. Fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. I think when I looked at the weather today, before I decided what I was going to wear, it didn't look like it was going to get much over 50.
Right.
So we still have little cold snaps, I guess you could say. Yesterday didn't get very warm either, even though the sun was out for the majority of the day.
Right, right. Well, and you get like, is that snow?
Yeah.
Or is that rain? Like, when you get into that question, we're in spring.
Yeah. That's it, exactly. Either that or fall around here is kind of the same way. Are kids going out and playing at the Y? Are they getting outside without coats on kind of deal?
Yes, and it's that kind of, they were both frozen and were digging out coats, and somehow they got sunburnt. And so we had a track weekend this, and I was like, I don't know if I'm frozen or like overheating. I can't tell.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way. I go outside around here quite a bit. I like to be outdoors, and I've been trying to take advantage of this really nice weather.
Good.
But at the same time, you can only stand out there for so long. Your brain kind of confuses you where you're standing in the sun, yet your hands have gotten numb, you know?
Right,
and so
right.
you got to make that decision. Now, we are going to go into job availability. But one question that I had was, how big is the Y staff when we look at everybody who's employed over there?
Yeah, yeah. So 190 employees. And so if you think about the variety of things the Y does, think about the variety of staff. So some of that staff is full-time. You're going to see 40-hour plus for some of us at the Y. And then you're going to see folks that are coming from, you know, their job at a bank or their job at a school to teach 1 hour of cycling or yoga. And then we have our staff that are cruising down after school to work in our after school program or teach our swim lessons, or they're in sports and they just work Sundays lifeguarding. So we are just that full spectrum of staffing needs. And if you think about everyone we represent in the community, you'll see that in our staffing too. So it is our hiring season. So especially looking at day camp and resident camp counselors. So if you were like me as a youth, what is it, May 2nd? You're just starting to think, wait, summer's coming. I should probably get a job. And so we recognize that, and we are right in the midst of that hiring process. So there's time to get an application in, interview for those spots. And they're really nice. If you're a high schooler and you might go to a sports camp or your family takes a vacation, I don't know if you grew up with that Alan Jackson song about the summertime blues, about yeah. not getting any time off. The great thing about camp is we lock in for different weeks. So you can say, I can work these 2 weeks in June and I can work these 3 weeks in July. And we fill in those schedules that way. And so that a camp counselor can still have a summer.
Yeah.
And have those weeks where they're working for us and making some money to get them through the school year. It's a great fit. For a lot of kids, if you like being outside, if you like youth,
hang out with the kids right. and having fun.
There's just some really cool camp experiences going on. I know we're going to partner with Rooted in Wyoming for one of our day camps and get kids from garden through the kitchen of making a meal and some cool stuff like that. So I would really, I mean, we are also, hiring fitness instructors and maintenance crew members and lifeguards. But if I was to prime our audience for one thing, it's those camp counselor positions. And they're just, it's incredible. And if you've ever had a chance to work as a camp counselor, you can attest that for the next 20 years, you're going to watch kids grow up who will be like, hey, there's my camp counselor from 2024 at camp. And they're going to know you. Because your impact during those formative years.
And that was the word I was going to use, impact. Mm-hmm. You know, as a kid, I can remember just a handful of people who spent very little time with me, really. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the amount of time. It was the quality
yeah.
of time that I got to spend with them. And they really helped to shape a bit of my values.
Absolutely.
And kind of who I am to this day.
Mm-hmm.
One of those individuals was actually my DARE instructor, if you can remember that.
Yeah.
Trooper J.O. And he was such a great guy that he really imprinted on me that, great law enforcement officers out there who really do care about the youth. And he was a very dedicated individual. But it wasn't just DARE that he would talk to you about.
Right,
you know,
right.
He was like a counselor. You could walk up and talk to him about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so being that to a kid, especially, you know, maybe a child doesn't have that in their life. Boy, you can really, really change the course mm-hmm. of a child's life with just a little bit of time, some effort and compassion.
Absolutely.
And fun. Because, yeah. I mean, come on, camp is fun, and you get
yeah.
all these great opportunities to do a bunch of activities. Now, tell me about the camp that they will actually be counselors at. And
yeah.
I know Y's got a lot of camps, but
right.
I'm talking about the one up in the Bighorns.
Oh, yeah. So for resident camp, this is you come up on Monday, and you stay with the campers till Friday. So it's overnight, which... If you were like me as a college kid, you're like, cool. So I don't have to worry about my meals Monday through Friday. We have camp counselors that are coming from different colleges across
oh, wow.
the U.S. And so it's great, too. They can stay up there during the weekends. There's no housing costs for them. And they get them through all sorts of activities. You know, one, the big activity is independence. I can be away from mom and dad for 4 nights. And, oh, it's huge, and it takes a lot of, you can do this.
Yeah.
You've got this, and it's okay to feel homesick at different points. That doesn't mean that's your whole experience, and where do we show that empathy? But where do we also show, like, demonstrate to them, you've got this inside. You have the capability of coping through this and having a good time. And we actually had some articles we've been sharing with parents around kiddos being doctors saying you can be both homesick and have a wonderful camp experience. And so our counselors take on a lot. They're truly counselors in that. And, you know, they supervise in the bunkhouses and, you know, the team names and the team Olympics, and it's kayaking with the kids and teaching them how to, you know, like shoot a bow and go on a hike. One of my formative memories was we would hike to the South Dakota line. I'm like, I cannot believe we hiked for hours. We hiked to South Dakota. And as an adult, finding out it was about a mile away from the camp I would go to. But in my head, I was like, gosh, I am essentially like a survivor. Yeah,
that's
like,
right.
I'm so hardcore outdoor. And that's what we're doing, is we're breaking up that outdoor experience into bites that kids can just keep gaining confidence. And those counselors, while our directors do this phenomenal job for the other 9 months of planning and prepping and all those things, the counselors facilitate that. So they're either demonstrating an activity and leading it, or they're going along with the group and getting those kids at the back of the line hiking, like, you can do this. I know it feels like forever, but we've only been out a half a mile. I mean, I think they were talking to me.
You know, and that's you brought up, you know, being up there with the other camp counselors as well, and all these students coming in from various colleges. And I'm sure, you know, by the time you hit 19, 20 years old, you might not have problems making friends. But imagine the friendships that are formed.
Oh, absolutely.
With your fellow counselors as well. So, you know, you and I talk quite frequently about the friendships that last a lifetime between the kids. I never once thought that that same thing's going on with the camp counselors.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you go through interesting experiences, you know, with another counselor that really does form those relationships over time. And like I said, I just talked to a community member who said their daughter had been a camper, then was a counselor, went off to an Ivy League school, has a whole career, and she still talks about coming back and recognizing kids she had at camp how meaningful that is. And I just think it's such a cool part of what we are able to do.
And impactful, which again, you know, this, believe it or not, being a camp counselor is an opportunity to really contribute to your future of your community. Yeah. And now, if I wanted to apply for one of these positions, what do I need to do?
Yeah, so you can call the YMCA. If you don't like the telephone, you can go online and apply. We also have, of course, a thing on Indeed so that you can connect that way. Or you can, you know, just come down and talk to Kylie Modaff or Tatum Flander, and they'll get you all set up.
Now, switching gears on you, school is going to be out sooner than we think. And if you don't have schedules for camps to attend, you got to get a sitter for the little one.
That's right.
You've got a Safe Sitters program. We've talked about this program in the past, but I do. Would you remind folks of what Safe Sitters is?
Yeah. So this is one of my favorite practical programs at the Y. We partner with Sharon Memorial Hospital, and it's a curriculum-based program. One day, they come on May 4th is our upcoming one going into the summer. They bring a sack lunch, and they're there all day. And they get all of those skills to being a competent babysitter. And so the safety, the behavioral management, the showing up as a professional when you're 13. I mean, it's great babysitting skills, but I mean, I've shared in the past, my daughter came home and that confidence around her ability to present herself in a mature way instead of, you know, I think sometimes kids only present as far as we expect them to. And so, you know, they're like, well, it's not my fault. I'm only 13. I am 13 and I am capable of watching these kids and having these mental checklists going on. So it's a fantastic program.
And I think that's a battling cry or a battle cry for some kids. It's not my fault. I'm only 13 years old.
Yes.
It's still one of mine. So now when we look at the Safe Cities program, you're learning quite a bit of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Emergencies, how to handle high tense situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was a babysitter, my older siblings basically looked at me and just said, hey, man, I hope the house is standing when we get home. If that's the way it is, everything's good. Give us a high five. And they were gone. This is great because this gives kids the skills that they need, not just in cases of emergency, but also what do we do with the kids? How do we keep everyone entertained and happy?
Right. And not only, you know, this is some great activities to do with the kids. This is how we redirect behavior so you don't become corporal with the children in your care. But also to identify where you are. Just because you took this class doesn't mean you're ready to, like, run your own child care center. This is, like, step one. Yeah. And so to identify those things, to be able to share with a parent, too, like, I don't think I'm ready for you to leave your three-week infant with me. I'm going to start with a 5 or a 6-year-old. Like, this feels like my speed, maybe potty trained.
Yeah.
And then let's start developing that resume of different experiences, either, you know, partner with a friend to tag team, you know, multiple kids. It's just gives them a sense of what should be expected of you and where could you draw your lines for safety too.
Yeah.
Because as a desperate parent at different times, I'm like, cool, you look available. And so it's a real win on both ends.
Is there an age requirement for this course?
Yeah. So you need to be, I believe it's 12 or older to, take place or to attend. And so when you register, there'll be a little thing. Parents must sign a waiver. And then they get, and maybe I've shared this before, they get a Safe Sitter backpack that's got like the notebook that has the checklist of the things you should make sure. It's got some essential supplies for going out to babysit. So my daughter, I mean, is hanging in her closet. There's her backpack.
She's ready to go.
Yep. Where's your breaker box?
And to attend this, are there any openings left on May 4th? I know that's rather quick.
Yes,
but
I believe we still have some openings. So if you want to swing by the Y or go on to our website and register online, you still have that opportunity. But I believe this is the last one we're going to do before summer hits.
Okay. All right. That's a great opportunity for your little one to become their own little entrepreneur and head on out there in their first big enterprise. We will have more with Liz Cassidy and the Sheridan County YMCA right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
This Mother's Day, prepare to get lost in the mystical treasures of Landon's Greenhouse during the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Mother's Day Sweepstakes. Sign up for this contest for a chance to win a $250 gift card to Landon's and embark on an adventure unlike any other. Landon's Greenhouse invites you to step into a world where every plant whispers ancient secrets and every flower holds untold power. How do you take this journey? Enter the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Sweepstakes on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
Attention breakfast enthusiasts! McDonald's is introducing a new trio of bagel sandwiches. First, the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. Or sink your teeth into a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel packed with flavor. But wait, how about a hearty breakfast experience? Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. That'll satisfy your morning hunger. Delectable bagel creations are available exclusively during breakfast hours only at McDonald's, Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette.
Join
the United States Air Force Band, Airmen of Note, from the nation's capital to Sheridan, Wyoming, as they perform a free spring concert, 3 o'clock, Sunday, May 5th, at the Junior High Early Auditorium. Tickets are free of charge. Get yours online today. For more information and to register, go to usairforceband.com. The United States Air Force Band, Airmen of Note, Sunday, May 5th, 3 p.m. at the Sheridan Junior High Early Auditorium. This event is sponsored in part by your friends at Sheridan Media. Airmen of Note at the Junior High Early Auditorium. For tickets, go to usairforceband.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning I'm speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. A lot of summer programs going on to include a Safe Sitters program. It's something that we talked about in the last segment. I suggest if you've got yourself a little babysitter and they need maybe some other skills or anything that could actually help them be safer and a more, I guess you could say, entertaining babysitter. Safe Sitters program, the next one's coming up in May. There are still openings. But May 4th, that's just around the corner in a couple days. So make sure that you get down there, get registered, and get those little guys in there to become better sitters for tomorrow. Now, we did talk about how summer's just around the corner. Camps and summer birthday parties. You know, I have a winter birthday. I was born in January. I was always that kid, you know. We couldn't go outside for my birthday.
Right.
We were stuck indoors. What about having a summer birthday party at the Y? Something that I guess I never really thought of, but what an amazing space to have a birthday.
Oh, yeah. So, and it's fun. We have birthday parties all year round, but in the summer, we get a little bit different opportunities because it's okay to have a weekday birthday party in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you and I, school year birthdays, you got to be practical.
Got to wait till the weekend.
It's a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday birthday. So we hold them throughout the week, and we have our sun deck that's off the pool. And so you could have, you could reserve that space instead of the conference room, birthday party, multi-purpose room, and be outside and eat the cake, play the games, and then go into the pool. If you have little ones and you don't want to wrestle them all through having enough adults in the water with them and locker rooms, it's great too because we do birthday parties where you can go to Playland well. And so there's lots of opportunities in the Y to run kids out. And but I'm preferential. I love the summer birthdays out on the sun deck and the kids, you know, getting both elements.
Well, and as a parent, you know, cleanup. Well,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Just a hose then.
Uh-huh.
Just hose
I'd
it
like
off.
To have birthday parties anywhere but my house.
That's right. Now, when it comes to Playland, I know this isn't something that we talked about speaking on, but it's been up for a little while now. How's that working out?
Do you know, it's interesting. The new features are just so loved and so loved in terms of like, oh, good thing this is still under warranty. We were gathering up the pieces that were like, so Sheridan kids play harder. And so we have a couple pieces. One, our merry-go-round hasn't been working since we got it. And so there you have to, that's an international trip to come and get that
wow.
replaced. But we have that still in the docket for this year. But gosh, it's serving so many families. And especially, I love the little toddler area because as you talk about winter babies, you know, you have kiddos that were born this fall and most of their experiences of being a Wyoming baby have been indoors. And so how do you get them some gross motor time as they grow and develop?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And having that place to take the kid, I mean, you know, that was always something for me when it was just me and my daughter. You know, I was single guy and had mm-hmm. single guy house, you know, but she had her bedroom. And so that was always fun to do. And then going to a park. But again, winter.
Right.
And so we can't go to the park. The little one's mm-hmm. going to freeze by the time we even get there. But having a place I can take the little one and just let him burn off that energy and have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, that is so valuable.
And then on the flip side, I have one daughter that sunburns if she goes out first thing in the morning. And so what we also see is just in the playland, those that can't be out in the scorching heat, fair-skinned kiddos, that it's just wonderful to have it in the summer as well.
We Irish, I'm telling you. Now, what other services can folks sign up for? Can I actually rent the whole pool for a party, or is that a bit much?
So we do pool rentals for different events, or right now you're getting to see all the end of the school year party. So classes coming to the Y and renting the pools. We try not to rent that whole facility because as a member, you don't want to have to keep track of like, wait, is the pool closed today? Because someone else is coming in. We pride ourselves that you can really find that lap lane through the entire time the Y is opened, given some opening and closing times. Yes, we have spaces you can rent, or, you know, we work with community groups. Is it Girl Scouts come into the bouldering wall? Is it school groups coming and using Playland during this time? But we also know our spaces are big enough that you can have a rental group and the community in different areas, and that works well.
Now, here's another thing coming up, and this seems pretty new. Neighborhood pop-up camp. What is this?
Yeah, so this might be actually, I'm trying to think if it's our third or fourth summer. So cool. A partnership with the food group. They are awesome. Think partners in terms of like, gosh, we have all of our camps, but there's still kids we don't see. Wouldn't it be great to just show up, have a camp in a park? No registration, no prior, you know, come on your bike, whatever it is. We'll do our camp games and activities. The food group's like, awesome. We have all these bags of food for the week that we can provide for prizes. Kind of a everybody come, we can get out free swim lesson certificates or Y swag and just put on a camp that's pretty, simple.
Yeah.
In terms of there's no hoops to jump, just show up and we get kids on their bikes. We have grandmas watching grandkids for the summer, older brothers and older sisters showing up at the park. And we do it at North Heights Park every Wednesday. Dairy Queen has been an awesome sponsor of this. And so they provide all the dilly bars all summer. So you show up, you have a dilly bar, which is how I like to introduce myself, eat a little ice cream. Then we play some camp games and they're themed each week. So it might be water wars and we get out all of our squirt guns and play games like that. We have an egg week. So if you've ever heard of egg Russian roulette, we boil half the eggs, half of them are raw. Kids decide if they want to try to crack one on their head. It's a lot of laughter. It usually ends up with then more water because of the yolks. But just doing all that fun camp stuff and reaching kids that we aren't seeing otherwise. And then my kids love it. They come home with their bag of food. I'm going to just say there's no house in Sheridan County that when you have all your kids staying home in the summer, if doesn't feel like there's a little food scarcity. I mean, my kids, I don't know if they eat double in the summer, but with the price of food today, it's just wonderful for all the kids to come home with their bag of food, their Y water bottle or t-shirt or swim lesson certificate. So just encourage families to take advantage of it.
You know, it brings this memory back of when my daughter was a teenager. And just her and I there in Buffalo. And it would be, I mean, groups of teenage girls are never exactly stealth. You know, they're not super quiet. But I would be in the living room watching a movie, playing a video game, something. And then I hear that door open.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a hurricane of activity. And it's really fast. It's into the kitchen.
Yes.
The clanking of plates, the crinkling of bags, the screaming of names, the giggling, and then all of a sudden just quiet. back into the room they all went. And then, you know, a fork drops on the floor off in the distance, and it's just chaos. I know a lot of parents go through that kind of thing, but I can tell you, as someone whose daughter has moved up and on to college, you miss those things, you know? And an opportunity like the pop-up camps, being able to basically direct that energy somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want people to think that you're just trying to get the kids out of the house, but at the same time, boy, that's a lot of energy to be in one little bedroom. So get them out there, get them, you know, a lot of fun to have. And like you said, a lot of laughs. Again, there's memories being made right here.
Right.
You know, during these things that you and I've talked about these in the past. I feel like it had a different name last year.
Maybe it did. Camp in the Park.
Yeah, I think that was what we were calling Camp in the Park. I like the neighborhood pop-up camp because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's suddenly in the neighborhood. It's it's there. Everyone has fun. And then it's gone until the next week. Now, last year, I guess, and the year before, because I want to say this has been 2 years.
We've done two rounds.
You're getting a lot of participation in these. You're getting a lot of kids show
up? Yeah. I mean, there's weeks where we'll do the head count, and it's so fun because it will be, you know, 25 kids. You'll have little ones in diapers, and you'll have 13-year-olds. And we try really intentionally to have camp activities that, you know, doesn't require literacy or being all at the same level. And it's a really cool organic thing.
And it sounds like a whole lot of fun. One more thing that I wanted to talk about, and I know you wanted to touch on, are kids taking advantage? I guess I shouldn't say kids. Young adults taking advantage of the Faith Scholarship.
Oh my gosh, we have so many applications out this year. Super excited for that. If you haven't picked up a log, 26 weeks left. That's plenty of time. And just to remind folks, the Faith Scholarship has no ACT score requirements or GPA. It is purely a $1,000 scholarship for attending any church 10 times before October 31st. So you can go away to college and still be getting your log signed. The only requirement is that you go to at least two churches. So you could go 9 times to your home church and 1 time to another church. But it's a $1,000 scholarship. So this could cover books. It can cover a lot of things. And you don't need to be going to a 4-year college. You can be going to a trade school. Whatever your next path of learning is, we would love to see kids coming in having exercised a little faith foundation to get them through that first stage of being an adult and a little like being homesick at camp. There's a lot of vulnerability in that first year out of your parents' house.
I would agree 110% on that. We had an advantage where my daughter's going to college. Her mom, my ex-wife, lives. Mm-hmm. And so Katie's got a bedroom. I mean, she gets to kind of skip that out on your own kind of experience. But, you know, I think it's actually incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember being, well, I was the old man in class. I was 21 when I went to college, but you still have those reservations where you're like, everything is so brand new. I don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you're just a couple years older, so you're a little more focused on mm-hmm. studies as opposed to everything else. But that can be a very scary time for young adults.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about a kid growing up in Sheridan, K through 12. It's just the building of the same friend groups and relationships and teachers who followed you through and YMCA staff and all of those people. And suddenly you're in a different chapter and you may not feel mature enough to be a full-fledged adult, but you're definitely not a kid and you don't have that free pass anymore.
Yeah.
And in terms of your mental well-being and your emotional state, being able to lean in to some sort of, you know, spiritual compass is huge. And we talk about this just like maybe there was a competition and you went to an exercise class 10 times so that you can win a gift card to Walmart, you know, whatever your business does. But 10 times is enough time to be like, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hoping, is that we don't care what church you connect yourself to, but can you find solace? Can you find confidence in having some place that you go to and you can lean into some inner peace?
And find that grounding.
Yeah.
That we all need. That grounding, that familiarity, that comfort.
Yeah.
And I think that's so valuable in those times. But Liz, I've run out of time with you, my friend. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with Aaron Butler from the YO Performing Arts and Education Center. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE 103.9 FM. Share.
For a busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Pella windows are made for extremes. From blazing hot summers to freezing cold winters, with energy efficiency options to keep you comfortable and save you money year-round, and now enjoy extreme savings at Pella of Wyoming.
Get 20% off qualifying Pella projects or 0% APR for 36 months. Offer ends 5/31/2024. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Pella is ready for extremes. Make sure your home is too. Learn more at PellaSheridan.com.
Hi, this is Colton Bates with the Bates team at Best. I just wanted to take the first second of this ad to ask, how's it going? If you haven't already been told so, I hope you have an awesome day. And if you already heard this, maybe go say have a great day to someone else. This is the attitude of our real estate team, and at the very least, it's a change of pace from what you've heard so far today. This is also part of our identity and service at Best. You don't want a salesman working for you, you want a professional, but also a person that'll look out for your best interests in real estate. If this is what you hope for from your agent, give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Proudly brokered by EXP.
Consider some bad things that did not happen today. You did not wake from a recurring dream in which you're wearing a firefighter's helmet, a soccer uniform, and gold-plated tap shoes while also being late for work. And kids in Wyoming did not get measles, mumps, rubella, or polio. For the last thing, thank a vaccine. For the other thing, just consider yourself lucky. Thank a vaccine. Ask your pediatrician if your kids are up to date on all their vaccines. Learn more at immunizewyoming.com. Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health, paid for with federal funding.
You hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter. Annette Carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendel Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendo Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
It's Thursday, and that means we have hot buys for you over on SheridanMedia.com. You can find items and certificates starting at half off of retail value, all from local vendors. This week, we have a bunch of musical equipment from Craft Bros Music, plus $25 gift certificates towards artwork at Red Shed Redos, and gift certificates to Rose Petal Beauty. We have those items and more, all starting at half off of retail value on hot buys over on SheridanMedia.com. Hurry, bidding ends tonight at 8 p.m.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. Joining me for the second part of our show this morning is the Executive Director of the YO Performing Arts and Education Center, Aaron Butler. Good morning, Aaron, and
good
welcome
morning.
Back.
Hi.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
How have things been down at the YO? Yeah, right?
I don't understand it. Awesome. Yeah, we're so excited for this show to open this week.
It's a big one. This is a big one. Big co-production between the Civic Theater Guild and the YO.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. It's oh my gosh, Aaron Krantz Linden has done like this incredible, well, and all the folks, I should not give her all the credit, but she's the driving force, you know. She's like completely transformed the Mars, our Black Box Theater, into like this enchanting, beautiful new location with like flowers and this gorgeous set and this incredible, I mean, it's beautiful. And the, of course, the performers are amazing. You know, it's just going to be really magical, I think. I'm excited. Yeah.
And this is a, I mean, this is a big show.
Yeah.
This isn't something, you know, that would, I don't want to ever downplay anything, but this is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a co-production.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you know, almost double the team mm-hmm. working on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know sets have been getting designed and built mm-hmm. for the past, what, month and a half?
Oh, I think Aaron Linden, who built the set, I think he started like in February or something.
It's incredible
yeah.
the amount of work that he's put into this.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of work that everyone else has put into it. Mm-hmm. Deborah Hart, she's coming out of her hiatus.
I know, I'm so
to
excited.
Play the main part. You've
it's
got
be awesome.
Jim Schillinger that, you know, he jumped onto the stage for the first time in his life, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan Cole, one of the predominant actors in the area, going straight from waiting for Gardot.
Uh-huh.
Right into this,
yeah,
you know, it's, and a stark contrast.
Oh gosh,
you know,
yeah.
You didn't get a chance to hear that interview that I had with those individuals. You should check it out because it is fascinating to me that you can go from something so dialogue heavy, you know, having to memorize all of those lines and keep that, and then switch over to a musical.
Mm.
It's incredible the way that they do this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Gosh, yeah. I mean, you mentioned the effort, but these folks have been working so hard for so long. And so many new people, you know,
yeah.
some new, not brand new, but you mentioned Deborah and Jim. We have Lizzie Arcarisi from Bighorn who's in the show. She's young,
wow.
young. She just came off Frozen Junior. We have a Stella Allred who's also quite young. She's a young 14-year-old who plays this precocious like 12-year-old girl, and she's so great. And you know, all these really wonderful new actors, and this small ensemble, this small I believe it's a quartet that's playing live music during the show. Christy Dooley is the kind of the band leader. She doesn't want me to call her that, but I'm calling her the band leader. It's not in the program, Christy. It's just me saying it on air. Anyway, these new musicians in that way too. There's Michael Shaw, who's playing cello, and Allison Dooley, who's Christy's daughter. She's playing violin. And Ryan, what's his last name? Anyway, he's playing French horn.
That's
which I don't
fantastic.
Think we've, I don't know, have we had a French horn in like the pit band? I don't think so.
That's incredible.
It's really cool. So it's a lot of new faces, and this musical is just so, well, I just think it's, the music is really, really touching and beautiful and moving, and the story is, you know, it's all going to be really cool.
This thing won 5 Tonys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
To include Best Musical. So the music attached to this is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The musical director, Ryan Landis, I think everybody knows his talent
in
this
sure.
area.
Yep.
If you don't, boy, you're missing out.
Yeah.
So I think this is, I mean, you got yourself a dream team up there.
It's wild. And I have to tell you, I mentioned how crazy, so you said how big this show is. There are like 22 people in this cast.
This is incredible. Yeah.
And
huge cast.
And they're all in the Mars Theater, which is not very big, plus the set. We have 3 people running Spotlight.
Wow.
3 Spotlights.
I didn't think you had 3 Spotlights
we
in
don't.
That theater.
So our brilliant technical director, Viral, came up with this way in which we can like makeshift Spotlights in that particular space. And so at any given moment, usually during songs, there are 3 people who are like in the Spotlight. It's
wow.
crazy.
That's incredible.
The ingenuity is like unbelievable.
And it's the idea, you know, you've got these new individuals stepping up. So we're basically kind of getting a debut of some of the actors
for sure
that we will see in future productions for the next 20, 30 years.
Well, I hope so.
You know, even longer.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely fantastic. Having this young cast be able to come up there and really show their stuff and put their foot into that door. And you're going to see him at the Civic Theater Guild. You're going to see him at the YO. This is our Stars of Tomorrow playing today. How's rehearsal been? Has it been a bit chaotic in there with so many people?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't speak to that firsthand because I'm not in the room when they're rehearsing, but there is certainly a lot of stuff, and they've had a lot of challenges, like any show, and given the community theater aspect of it, you know, these people have lives, they have jobs, they have children and families and husbands and wives and whatever, your dogs, I mean, whatever, they have these people that rely on them. And so they as community members have to balance a very demanding rehearsal schedule with their other demands in their lives and learning all the parts. And, you know, they work really hard, and it's not easy. But I think it's going to be a really cool product. And the vision from Erin has just been from the beginning. I mean, just, you know, she is one of those directors that has a very clear vision from the get-go. She had her book, you know, tagged out, I think, in December. You know, she's like, I know what I want. I know how this is going to be. And she's really driven that home to everyone. So it's quite a spectacle, for sure.
And I think that, you know, that's really a testament to their passion for theater.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the individuals that you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, those people who have a passion for this. They're not getting paid loads of money or doing it for any kind of, you know, fame.
Right.
I mean, this is community theater done by those with enough passion to give you basically every moment of free time.
Yeah.
Because even the rehearsals themselves, I mean, sure, that's when they're all coming together, but how much time are they putting in that we don't get to ever hear about or see?
Yeah.
Going over lines and singing, you know, Jim's been walking around here singing. You can hear him humming everywhere he goes.
Yes.
It's been fantastic.
That's so good.
So A Little Night Music.
Yes.
When are we looking for the debut?
So we open this Friday, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you're out of luck because it's sold out for Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me just say, get your tickets now, people. I know you love to wait last minute, but that's not going to always work for you, especially in this space. So we do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next weekend is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is there going to be any matinees, or is this all kind of night productions?
Yeah, the Sunday shows are matinees at 2 o'clock, and the evening shows are 7 p.m.
Sunday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be some matinees because that's usually when we try to get in there and see that production. And it's always just as good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fantastic.
Weirdly, sometimes Sunday is better than other days. It's really strange. There's always this ebb and flow, and it is pretty distinct. And it is usually you can say this night's going to be on, this night's going to be off, this night's going to be off. There's always this funny little energy flow that happens with every show, and it usually is the same. It's interesting.
That's we're gonna have to talk about that, because that's
I don't want to give it away, because I don't want to tell which days.
exactly
interesting.
Now I'm already running out of time with you, my friend. Let's go down the line here.
Yeah,
we got about 3 minutes left. What would you like to hit on? Because one thing that I think we should talk about, young theater makers ensemble auditions.
Let's
this is
it.
Coming up.
It is.
Mean Girls, this is the high school version, Tuesday, May 7th.
Yep. So we are collaborating with Aspen Grove Music Studio. That's Amanda Allen. And she just directed Frozen Junior at Bighorn High School. We're excited. This is new for us. We have done Young Theater Makers in the summer. We have not done a musical yet. So this will be a new experiment. And, of course, a lot of people know Mean Girls. The high school version, interestingly, is not that much different than the regular version.
Yeah.
It changes some of the dialogue a bit. It changes a little bit of the music, but mostly it's pretty true to the original script, and it is about the same length. So we say high school version. It doesn't mean like it's only an hour. You know, it's not. These people are still going to have to work really hard.
Absolutely.
To put this show together. So auditions are, as you said, Tuesday, May 7th and Wednesday, May 8th. You'll want to go to yotheater.com and click on the Young Theater Makers Ensemble link to register to audition.
Cloud Peak Classic.
Yeah,
this
NPC.
This is a big one every year.
It's back. It's going to be awesome. You know, they have a deadlift competition in the morning, which is always a huge hit. People love that. They do it in the alley now, which is kind of amazing. We open up the back doors of the theater so you can see into the alley. It's really this.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. They have like this music pumping, like 9 a.m., you know. So deadlift competition and, of course, the bodybuilding competition following that. And then finals in the evening. It is fascinating, you know. And these people work, again, everyone works so hard.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Everyone else is working hard. I mean, come on.
And here you and I.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now,
we're just talking about them.
The Sheridan Press Awards.
Yep. That's Wednesday, May 22nd. If you have a student in who have been nominated, or you just want to go support the other students, please get your tickets now. That always fills up. If you're a student who has been nominated, do not forget to go to the YO Theater and get your ticket. You need a ticket to get in. Because we need to know that you came, and we need to know that there is space enough for everyone.
So. Yeah, and I don't think that there's going to be too many tickets left behind on that one.
Never.
That's going to get full pretty dang fast.
Yep.
Donna's Dance Academy.
Yes.
The dance recital.
You bet. 20 Years in the Making is the name of the recital this year. Friday and Saturday, May 31st and June 1st at 6 p.m. is the younger kids. 8 p.m. is the older kids. Huge. I mean, tickets will go on sale to the public very soon. Right now they're on sale to the parents. So, yeah, look for that if you want to come.
Aaron, thank you so much for
coming in
this morning, my friend. It's always a pleasure seeing you.
You too.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
For a busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty. There's construction happening again on Main Street, and we know it can be inconvenient, but let's not forget to support our downtown businesses. Century 21 BHJ Realty encourages you to shop, dine, and explore the downtown area as the sidewalks remain open and there are plenty of parking options available. Let's keep our downtown community thriving by showing our support. Century 21 BHJ Realty, supporting our community since 1908 and encouraging you to help support our downtown during construction.
Hey, boaters, don't forget to clean, drain, and dry your boat after leaving a body of water. Clean off visible aquatic plants and mud before leaving. Drain all water from your watercraft. Don't forget the bilge. And dry everything for 5 days. Clean, drain, dry. It's that simple. Learn more at protectwyomingwaters.org. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, this is Brad at Prime Rate Motors, where we are looking to buy your clean used vehicles, tractors, ATVs, and much more. We will also downtrade and do appraisals. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we are a full service dealership offering quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Our Super Trailer store features a wide variety of stock, utility, and cargo trailers. Prime Rate Motors has been making customers happy for decades. See us today at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan or online at primeratemotors.com.
This Mother's Day, prepare to get lost in the mystical treasures of Landon's Greenhouse during the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Mother's Day Sweepstakes. Sign up for this contest for a chance to win a $250 gift card to Landon's and embark on an adventure unlike any other. Landon's Greenhouse invites you to step into a world where every plant whispers ancient secrets and every flower holds untold power. How do you take this journey? Enter the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Sweepstakes on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
Broadcasting from the Sheridan Community Federal Credit Union Studio, Newstalk 930, KROE Sheridan. Now on 103.9 FM.